Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer, all applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVUE News time is 8:27, Newsmaker 2 time here on this Wednesday. Emporia Arts Center Director Dawn Young joining us to talk about several different things here as the Newsmaker segment gets underway.
Indeed she is. Dawn, good morning.
Hey, Dawn.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Outstanding. Well, let's talk about art gifts and lead with that, because you've got a lot of things happening here at the Art Center, and art gifts is traditionally one of the things that you really have going here for the holidays.
We do. We just finished up our veteran show, and we've just kicked right into gear into the holiday spirit, and we have opened up our EAC Holiday Boutique last week. This boutique is very unique. It's where we are able to showcase local and regional artists, and we have around 50 of those artists, and our gallery and our art store has all of the items set out, so there's a lot of unique gifts to choose from if you're looking for something for a friend or a loved one. We've got jewelry, homemade scarves and hats and jellies and glass ornaments. And one of my favorites, we've got a couple new artists, and I just want to just give a little shout out. We have one in Council Grove, and she has taken some clay pieces and taken bison hair and burned the bison hair into the vase and the bowls, and it just makes a beautiful piece, a beautiful centerpiece, like a vase and some bowls. And so she is really, really neat. I think she's going to be a really popular seller at our art gifts. So we are in the full swing of art gifts and art classes.
So are the gifts in the gallery, Dawn?
Yes, so we have tables set up throughout the Tressler Gallery and also in the Glasser Art Store. So you kind of start your way through the gallery and then go right into the art store.
Now, when you purchase an art gift at the Emporia Arts Center from one of our local or regional artists, it's kind of unique the way this works. They get some of the most of the proceeds, and then some comes back to you. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. So a majority of the purchase price goes directly to the artist who made the item. And then a small portion actually goes back to the art center, and it helps to further our mission of educating and advocating and celebrating the arts, and it goes towards our outreach programs that we do in all the communities that we serve. So it really benefits the artist as well as our organization.
Dawn, before we shift over here to other schedule, what type of art can folks come in and enjoy and take home?
Sure. We've got lots of homemade jewelry, some 2D and 3D dimensional pieces, glass ornaments, glass vases, some metalwork, some wooden bowls. I think you name it, we probably have it in our holiday boutique. So, as I said, they're very unique gifts to give someone, and that's what I love about the art gifts.
I'll tell you what, a great opportunity to get a wonderful gift and support local art and artists at the Art Gifts Holiday Boutique at the Emporia Arts Center. What are the gallery hours down there, Dawn?
So we are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, and then on Saturdays from 10 to 3 p.m.
All right, and I understand, Dawn, that you have holiday classes going on at the Art Center.
We do. We kind of set December aside for some holiday crafts and activities, and we're really getting excited about this Friday, December 3rd. I don't know if you've drove by the Art Center, but we have a beautiful 19-foot Christmas tree in our gallery, and we need help decorating that tree. It's really, really big, and I don't think we have enough ornaments to go around. So on Friday, between 5:30 and 8 o'clock, we will be doing help decorate EAC's trees. So kids and adults can come in, and there'll be three or four stations set up, and they can create an ornament and place on our tree, and then also create an ornament for themselves to either gift to a loved one or put it on their own Christmas tree. And we're really excited to have Emporia State University's Chorale. They will get us into the Christmas spirit. They will be singing around our beautiful Christmas tree from 5:30 to 7:30 Friday. So we've got a lot happening this weekend. And then next week, we are doing something really fun. The Moonlight Madness is happening next Thursday, December 9th. And so we were creative, and we created a drop and shop class, and that means parents can drop their kids off at 6 p.m. and go out and shop for a couple hours and then come back and pick up their kids at 8, and we will have fun art activities for them to do for those 2 hours, and it gives mom and dad a break. And I know how hard it is to try to shop with kids and it's pretty difficult, so this will help them out. So we're really excited to do the drop and shop. And, you know, we've just got so many things happening in December, and then we will have a brand new winter art class book probably coming out here in the next couple of weeks. And those classes will go from January to March.
All right. So Emporia Arts Center, plenty going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Don mentioned Friday nights, you know, the activities with the Arts Center tree. And you're a part of the First Friday Art Walk out there then, Friday, correct?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We will be open till 9 o'clock on Friday. So come on by and listen to some Christmas music and make an ornament.
Last question here for you, Don, is about the performance art schedule. What do you have coming up here short term?
Yes, it's going to be here before I know it. I know it. In February, we have Drumline Live coming to Emporia, and that will be on Wednesday, February 2nd. There was a date change because of routing with this group, so it's moving just 1 week earlier. So if any of our members or community have picked up one of our pamphlets, that date has changed. But Drumline Live was actually created behind the musical team of the 20th Century Fox movie Drumline with Nick Cannon. And so these performers are a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. You're going to see a drumline battle. And we're also going to include a little bit of Emporia State University band in there. So that is going to be fun. We're looking forward to Drumline. And then the week right after, we have Greatest Love of All, which is a Whitney Houston tribute. And the singer, artist, Belinda David, she actually won, not America's Got Talent, Great Britain's Got Talent. And so she looks and sounds like Whitney Houston, and she puts on a phenomenal show. So we're really looking forward to the Greatest Love of All.
Yeah, boy, what a great season. Great kickoff to the year 2022. But first things first, please stop by and take a look at all the art gifts in the Holiday Boutique and the Trussler Gallery at the Emporia Arts Center. Again, 10 until 6 Tuesday through Friday, and 10 until 3 on Saturday. But they're open late Friday night for the First Friday Art Walk. And step in and take some holiday classes, art classes offered to you by the Emporia Arts Center. Well, Don, hey, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for your time, as always.
Well, thank you for having me, guys.
Happy holidays to you.
You too.
All right. Don Young, who is director of the Emporia Arts Center. Plenty going on there, Chuck.
Man, you are not kidding. And again, stop by the Arts Center downtown or go to EmporiaKSArts.org and get more information there. Don't